The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Bell, chairman of Red Rock Resources. RRR is ticker. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, you're coming on to do a general update and also talk about commodity prices, because they're starting to boil. They're starting to get hot, I think. And we've seen this gold breaking out as an example, but we'll go through quite a few of them. Before we do that, Andrew, just give us a brief summary of what Red Rock is all about, please.
Well, Red Rock has, it's a commodity explorer and a developer of projects. And we've generally speaking, been in battery metals, if you include battery metals, to include manganese, where we used to have large interests, and gold. And so we have copper cobalt in Congo. We have gold in Australia, gold in West Africa, gold in Kenya. We have emerging battery metal interests in one or two other countries as well.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so take us through what you're seeing of interest. I mean, we did talk last time about the gold price, and I said it needs to get above 1900, and it's basically shot through that in the last few trading sessions. What now at $1985 there? But take us through what you're seeing amongst commodities and the rises here.
Well, we positioned ourselves into things that, on a strategic view, we thought were going to be important. And I think what's happened in the last few weeks has shown that we're probably in the right place. But that was a long-term judgment we made, not a short-term one. So we think long-term and short-term were right. But gold, you're quite right. Gold prices have been strong. We saw this coming some time. But what you've got to remember is when we're talking about gold, we're talking about gold in US dollars. Mm-hmm. At times of crisis, like recently, people actually fly into US dollars. So the dollar's been outperforming. So the gold is a currency that has outperformed the otherwise strongest currency, which is the dollars. So imagine gold in every currency other than dollars. It's in a real bull market. And I see that as continuing. After all, one thing we know is that the countries that have massively increased their gold reserves in recent last couple of decades have been China and Russia. And you can see why. I mean, they're not stupid. They can see that if you hold your reserves in dollars, ultimately, at time of crisis, the Americans can choose to monetize the international financial system, of which, for the moment, they have been assumed to be the impartial custodians. But so your reserves in dollars are no good, but your reserves in gold are solid. And I would have thought that a lot of countries around the world that either think they are or might be out of favor at some time would have an increased asset preference for gold.
Yeah. What other commodities at the moment of interest to you? What are you seeing, the movements in the price? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously the commodities on which the world is very dependent on Russia. And that would certainly include, as everyone knows, nickel and palladium. But there were quite a few other commodities where Russia is a big producer. They're going to see and have seen increases in price. Of course, that applies to hydrocarbons as well. But there is a general shortage, a fear that there's going to be shortages of battery metals too. So you're seeing the battery metals perform well. And I don't think that is going to end. I think the supply-demand situation for lithium, for example, remains very good. I think that people are going to be wanting to secure supplies of cobalt. I think that the copper is a story that still has a long way to run. The supply-demand looks extremely good there. It's not easy to see a lot of new supply coming on. And so we're very happy in the commodities we are. We are in basically, I think, copper, cobalt, lithium, and above all, gold.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so strategically placed there. So take us through some of the things that's going on in your projects and operations there. So start off with Congo and Kenya, if you could, Andrew.
Yeah, well, in both Congo and Kenya, I think what we can say is that in the last weeks, we have brought people to the table. In Congo, we are, of course, having some litigation. We have, I think, now a total of 5 judgments in our favor in the last 2 and a bit months, including orders to pay. And so we've made a lot of progress there. We have managed to rebut the appeals there. And now people are saying that they'd like to sit around the table with us, partly because I don't think they can pay everything that they're asked to pay. And I think there's going to be a settlement. And what we're aiming for is certainly to get some money, but also to get equivalent value licenses to the ones that we lost. So I think that, you know, once people, like those films where mafia terms, they have a sit down. Once things get to the stage where there's a sit down, it's probably going, a sign that there's going to be some kind of progress. And in Kenya, there's a new Mining Amendment Act that was being proposed. It's not a terrifically good one. We drafted our own alternative bill, sent it to various people, discussed it, and we've now been sort of asked to have a meeting with the guy who drafted the previous bill, because I think it's important that there are some amendments to the existing Mining Act, and if a bill goes through that doesn't include the necessary amendments or has some bad things in it, it's likely to be several years before we can get that re-looked at. So we're keen to have an input there, and I think that's happening because, again, as with Congo, we did terrific staff work in preparation for it. And then we also have some drilling results in Kenya. And, you know, obviously, we're giving a lot of care to discussing that with experts before we make an announcement, because I think that obviously we wouldn't be bothering if we thought the results were not good. But we have to remember that we're talking to two audiences. One, the retail investor. And we want what we say to be very clear so that the retail investor understands it, rather than saying, oh, I don't understand this. And secondly, our professional peer group. We want the sort of big gold companies in the world to read this and see what the potential is and see what further potential there is, because these are our putative partners taking a project forward that we think is so big that it's going to be too big just for us.
Yeah, yeah. Could you just give, for people not familiar with the case here and, you know, this part of the company, can you just give us a bit of background on what's happened previously?
In which country?
In the Congo, and in the Congo there.
Okay, yeah. Well, Congo, we've got a copper cobalt project that we have been exploring and got some good results we announced recently. We also had a joint venture with a parastatal, and the Congolese partner there, I'm afraid we did too good a job, because the original assets in that joint venture, we did due diligence on them and said, look, they're not quite good enough. Well, there are problems with this one. And I went, without going into the details, there were some technical problems, and we managed in the end to get replacement assets. But we did such a good job negotiating and getting replacement assets that we got something that could be monetized fairly quickly. And so we were very excited about that 3 or 4 years ago. The trouble was, anything that can be monetized quickly in the Congo, well, there's an old Chinese proverb, you don't see fat ducks walking in the street. And our local partner got greedy and thought they could cut us out and do a deal behind our backs. Mm-hmm. And so they tried doing that. And, of course, when we discovered, we went straight to court, got some judgments. There really was no case against us. And what our next step is to show the extent of the conspiracy and how major international companies were actually involved in it. And we have to get a remedy from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, and any other news elsewhere, so the Congo and Kenya, Andrew?
Yes, there's, well, the oil price, of course, has been very strong. It so happens that Elephant Oil, which has some oil exploration assets onshore in Africa, in West Africa, very exciting company. We've been investors there for a few years. That's just about to get listed in the United States, we believe. So that'll be in the next weeks. And our relatively small investment there is going to be worth a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. So we will be cashing that in, or some of it, quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's important for us, because over the last year or two, we have been able to do three drill programs in three countries and make all the progress. For example, in Australia with our joint venture there, doing a diamond drill program and preparing that for a listing here in London, and that's in the last stages. Drill programs in Congo, drill programs in Kenya, all of that. So corporate development, drilling, litigation, the lot, we've been able to finance internally. And to be able to continue to do that, we do occasionally have to sell something. And so we're very pleased that Alpha Coin is about to be listed, because a little bit of that can be sold and finance our ongoing activities, we hope. And also, of course, we want to collect on the litigation awards, which will help us. So all of that's important. We're also doing gold exploration in West Africa, in Burkina Faso and Côte d'Ivoire, and we're quite familiar with those countries, as we've got, we think, some terrific acreage, and we have some lithium interests in Zimbabwe, which we're going with our cobalt in Congo. That's looking quite interesting. We're also looking at possible lithium in Congo, and we have an American company that wants to do a JV with us on some high-grade cobalt in Congo. So we're looking at these things, but strategically, we can put together geometries in which these things can be held. We obviously don't have enough money to do them all ourselves, but we can act as an incubator, a catalyst, a shareholder, or promoter in some of these cases, and some things we will continue to work on. So it's an exciting time, and difficult times in the world in some respects, but unfortunately, you know, from every misfortune, there are other people who gain.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew, if you could then, for people who are not following the story but like the sound of what you're doing, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Red Rock Resources to their watch list, please.
First of all, we're a very resilient company. We've always had several different interests, but we have a portfolio approach because you can never tell which of the things in your portfolio is going to progress and which aren't, whether there's going to be political or, you know, or drilling, logistical or grade problems that will hold something up. And so to survive, you have to have several arrows in your quiver. That's one thing that's been important for us and helped us survive, while we always look for the big hit that's going to do well. Second thing is, we really work hard, and the things we do well. And you can tell that also we go to places that some people wouldn't go. For example, I think in Burkina Faso, I think in Ivory Coast, and in Congo, we're about the only British company there. I wouldn't say that in Zimbabwe, because I know one company that's very active there. But these are not easy places to operate. We're willing to go to places and learn about them and operate in places where there are good opportunities, but where we are the way to participate. Mm-hmm. And is that a second or a third reason?
I think that's go on.
I think we've got good, great projects that have the capability of making it all the way to production.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.